Oh, my God. You know my thoughts. You know how I long to see you. Show me the right way. Isn't it your voice of love that is speaking in my heart? I can't leave him here. I must help the unfortunate Jew.
With those words, Artaban went to the sick man, undid his clothes, brought some water nearby stream, freshened up his face and parched lips, took out some healing potion, mixed it with wine, and poured it down the Jew's throat. Then he massaged his chest and hands. In doing that, he had spent a whole hour. Dawn had passed a long time ago. The sun was already high over the woods. It was getting closer to midday. The Jew, having regained consciousness, was on his feet again and did not know how to thank the kind stranger.
Who are you? Tell me, for whom should I and my family pray God until our last days? And why are you so sad? What's distressing you?
My name is Artaban. I'm traveling from Persia to greet the newly born great king. I should have met my friends. Now, I won't be able to reach the place of meeting on time. And they, of course, have left without me. Now I won't find the longed-for king. I will not see him.
Don't worry, my benefactor. I think I can repay you, if only a little, for the good you've done to me. It's said in sacred books that the king of righteousness, promised by God, will be born in Bethlehem. Let your friends not wait for you. Go to Bethlehem, and if the Messiah was born, you will find him there. I want to again thank you for your kindness. Farewell.
And bidding farewell to the Jew whom Artaban had saved, he returned home. He could not think of traveling all alone through the wilderness. He should be accompanied by servants for protection. He should buy